Hey guys, we're getting ready to start the radio show. I hope you'll join us. And just for some fun, who knows what this, this means. It was a gift to me by my niece, and it's a very good message. So I hope you guys enjoy the show. I love it when you guys tune in.
Yes, she does. I can say so. Please tune in. Okay, so we'll start very short. So what are we going to do today?
Today, we're going to talk to Dr.
Dr. Nocitelli.
Nocitelli deals with internet dangers that we all need to be aware of. We don't want to fall into that trap. So we're here today to show awareness and to prevent any further crimes being committed on the internet, since it's very difficult to catch. So at least we can know about it and find some ways to safeguard ourselves.
So that's a big
and
goal.
Our children.
So no more crimes in the internet? Well, you'll stop them?
Crimes will always happen. Oh, we just need to educate ourselves.
Cool. And we'll have a special guest, our daughter, Michelle Nikoloff. Michelle, I'm going to put a camera on you. Well, no, actually, do we show Michelle now? Or later?
Why I'm so afraid of saying something wrong. I never said I was the same. I wonder when I cry into my hands, I'm conditioned to feel like it makes me less of a man. And I wonder if someday you'll be by my side. Tell me that the world will end up alright. I wonder. Before I close my eyes, the only thing that's on my mind, been dreaming that you feel it too. I wonder what it's like to be loved by you. Yeah, I wonder what it's like. I wonder what it's like to be loved by you.
Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
Wow, I'm amazing today?
Well, still and always, regardless
Thank
of what's
you.
Happening.
You're amazing too.
Our show is available live on your radio, also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, GodIsTheCure.com. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available in 35 radios in more than 11 states, and social media soon after the show, any podcast player. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know we are not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information. Knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something. And we hope to be a source of healing for each other. My healing came from God, but other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be very challenging. But always know, there's someone who cares. At least God does. The song we played earlier was Wonder by Shawn Mendes. Sometimes we wonder what it's like to be loved when we lose our faith and start to feel low. We can be so hard on ourselves when we believe the lies, feeling like there's no one to turn to and nowhere to go. We feel so very small when we read about the saints, believing it's too difficult and it can never be us at all, despite the fact that it's our call. The crying never ends when this world conditions us to search for outlets in the wrong places where there are no friends. Still, we wonder, as we close our eyes, what it takes to have God truly on your side. Dreaming of a day when everyone feels it, despite all the tears they've cried. God brings new life to all those he redeemed. No need to be afraid or even second guess. When we become his pride, we are full of joy and nothing less.
That was nice.
Today we want to tackle a very critical issue and a dangerous one, the abuse of the internet with criminal intentions. And we have a special guest who can help us with this matter, Dr. Nishitali. Dr. Michael Nishitali is a New York licensed psychologist, cyberpsychology research, and online safety educator. In 2009, Dr. Nishitali finalized his online aggressor concept called iPredator. Since then, Dr. Nishitali has educated and advised online users about cyberbullying, cyberstalking, and online safety. His educational website called iPredator is a public domain, free, and can be reached by visiting iPredator.co.
Or CO.
CO. Dr. Nishitali, thank you for being on the show. You are now live.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for having me on. I hope your listeners are both COVID and internet safe. Thank you.
Thank you.
Some of them probably are.
Dr. Nishitali, there are so many terms as it relates to internet problems. Some of them I haven't read before, but let's go one by one. What is cyberbullying?
Well, if I may, because really, iPredator, which is a concept I wrote in 2010, entails eight different types, not that we have to go through them all, eight different types or malevolent online activities. You just brought up the first one. So the eight types real quickly are cyberbullies, cyberstalkers, cybercriminals, cyberharassers, internet trolls, cyberterrorists, online child predators, online terrorists, and then the worst of the worst, the online child pornography consumer and distributor. So those are the eight types of online assailants, a.k.a. iPredator.
Wow.
So can we go one by one? Like, what's cyberbullying exactly?
Okay, well, first and foremost, cyberbullying, at least here in the United States and in most industrialized nations, is the only one of the eight types of iPredator that is only pediatric. Cyberbullying is child-on-child abuse. It only happens amongst minors. This isn't to say that children can't engage in cyberstalking, cyber harassment, or any of the other types of iPredator activities, but cyberbullying itself is child-on-child online attacks.
I'm aware with cyberbullying, and I've only witnessed it with our daughter, that they cyberbully her just for the way that she thinks or what she says and stuff like that. So, you know, cyberbullying can cause a lot of emotional distress, and some kids can be emotional, and it could really affect them.
Yeah. If I may, I'll use an experience. When I was a child, I'm 55 years old, so when I was a kid and I was bullied, seriously bullied, I was bullied on the ball field, I was bullied at school. But the difference is, when I was a child, when I was done being bullied, guess what I could do? I could run home. I had a sanctuary. I also, when I was bullied, I could avoid certain environments to reduce the probability of being bullied. Didn't work all the time, but at a minimum, I could go home at the end of being, you know, attacked. Well, cyberbullying, it literally can occur 24/7, 365. So the information age child, when they're attacked, now, many times they're bullied at school, but with cyberbullying, which also occurs, They are attacked online, on the weekends, during summer vacation, during the holidays. So it really is incredibly traumatizing. So for many children who are targets, they are bullied at school, on the sports field. Then when they go home and on the weekends, they're cyberbullying. So this is why I believe cyberbullying is more traumatizing than the pre-information age form of being bullied.
Because these kids have nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. They're constantly exposed to it.
No, so, and as we know from developmental psychology, child is that children rarely, if ever, go to an adult. They don't go to a parent. Not to say always, but most often they don't go to their parents. They don't go to a teacher. They don't go to adults. So for the prepubescent, the pubescent, the minors, for them, I was a kid once, it's not cool to go to adults. So to go tell an adult about being attacked online, it's rarely going to occur. Now, I've been volunteering for the last 10 years helping people after working on the weekends doing this, and I don't know how many parents have told me that they know everything about what their child is doing. They know everything that they're doing online. Unfortunately, 100% of parents do not know everything what their child is doing online.
Well, we're very fortunate to have a child that does come to us with everything. With most everything. And her name is Michelle.
Hi. Okay. So, hi, camera that I just saw move like that. Okay. So, just a few days ago, I was on my TikTok because I have a fan page. And when my account got banned, I cried over it for 2 hours. So, I've been trying to keep my account alive so I can get my 7,000 back. And basically, it's not about that, but basically I got a hate page and then they're like, go die. And I'm like, you think you can hurt me? Go bully yourself because you're just going to hurt yourself.
So that's what they're saying, go die?
Yeah, they told me that. Wow. We can't have this conversation right now.
Yeah, we can. We're having
it. It's okay. Keep going.
And I think it was like 1 day ago or 2 days ago. And I'm just like, you're just hurting yourself. And then I just blocked them. I'm not going to waste my time on them. Because it did used to hurt, but now it just doesn't. I'm like, who cares? Who cares?
Because she learned that words do not hurt.
Well, when I'm educating parents, there are essentially, I say, there's three types of young ones that are involved with cyberbullying. Those that are attacked, those that are the attackers, and then those that are the bystanders. The bystanders are those that know that a child is being attacked, also knows the cyberbully. I believe it's not 100%, almost 100% of all children, albeit children of the information age, know about cyberbullying.
And this is something that we really need to address and that we really need to look into, because our children are at stake, not just from cyberbullying, but cyber predators with criminal intent. We'll continue on this subject when we return.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
That's me. When I was young. Cause I knew you, stepping on the last train, marked me like a bloodstain. I knew you, tried to change the ending, Peter losing Wendy.
Continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. This is Amy Cabo. Thanks for tuning in.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app The Cure with Amy Cabo or as a podcast. Look for The Cure on any podcast platform.
The song that just played was Cardigan by Taylor Swift. And this is my take. Deep down inside, we all know Christ. We step into the train of life. It can be hard terrain. Blood, sweat, tears, and those things that leave a stain. Nonetheless, we must muster through. There's a greater calling we must attend to. Whether we are aware of it or not, it's available for all. We either rise to the occasion or we're determined to fall. No one knows their time. What has been given can be taken away from the divine. He holds the keys to heaven's gate, and he allowed us free will to choose our fate. Only God knows the ending, and he will linger around endlessly, hang with us even when we curse him, because he knew once the thrill was gone, it doesn't matter what we know, or even if we're young, we will come back to him. Ultimately, it's God's will that's done. We are talking to Dr. Nishitelli, who's helping us dive into the internet dark corners.
With no saving instruments.
Well, it's called dark psychology, which I didn't know existed.
Yeah. Whatever, so there is, why there is dark.
We talked about cyberbullying, which is a very big issue. A lot of kids are dealing with it. And it's something that's really affecting kids. Us as parents, we need to teach our kids not to let words affect them, even though that's what they teach them in school. The words can hurt you. Dr. Nishitelli, what are online psychopaths?
Online psychopaths. Well, first, Ms. Cabo, I apologize for having to correct you, but thank you in a way. Dark psychology is a concept that I wrote way back in 2006. Which is the dark side of human consciousness. In 2010, a couple years later, which includes all the online assailants, is called iPredator. That is the name of my website, the name of my sole proprietor company. It's called iPredator. So where dark psychology is my concept dealing with the dark side of human consciousness, also known as, for some, evil, iPredator is the information age exploration of the dark side of human consciousness and the presentation of 8 types of online aggressors.
Wow. So you deal with the evil people. God bless you.
Do you go with, like,
I guess you could say that.
With holy water and stuff? Or?
No, he's not that.
Well, I deal with the victims and the targets those folks who've been cyber attacked by those evil people.
Okay.
I just happened by writing iPredator, and everything at my website is the presentation of those evil people.
Right.
I see, and I'm going to try to understand that. There's a presentation of evil people in the internet.
No, he's presenting it.
Oh, he's presenting.
Right.
Okay, the presentation.
If I may, not most cyberbullies, remember, cyberbullies are children. So it's fair to assume, I would say, 95 to 99% of those children who are engaging in cyberbullying are what I call ignorant cyberbullies and righteous cyberbullies. These are children who are targeting, making fun of, humiliating others. Why? Because they think it's cool, and most importantly, they think it validates them and they'll be accepted by their peers. So really, there's a developmental reason for why children both bully, and now we see cyberbullying. Now, my third group, which is the tiniest of cyberbullying, is what I call is the narcissistic cyberbullying. And these are the children, albeit, as I said, very small percentage. I don't know how many, but let's say between 1% and 3%. These are the children that harm, humiliate, and exploit other children online. Why? Not because they're going to get accepted by their friends, but because they enjoy it. And these are also the children that I believe will one day grow up to be access to personality disorder, potentially criminals, and those what we call, as what you mentioned before, are psychopaths or online psychopaths.
And
so, but the rest of the types, the other seven or eight, can be illegal and can be very dangerous and could certainly include evil.
Wow. So these online, I mean, as parents, because cyberbullying is so rampant, I mean, it's hard for a child not to be exposed to it. So as parents, what's the best way that we can safeguard against these cyber bullies and cyber predators?
Well, if I may, before we went to break, I was, informing your viewers on, what they can do, particularly as parents, and as I had mentioned, and again, Ms. Cabo, no disrespect, all children do not share 100% of their online world, no disrespect, because developmentally and prepubescent children, 9, 10, 11, or 12, they have yet to individuate from their family, their parents. But once they begin to go through their teen years, they are less likely to share sensitive information that's going on both offline and online. I'm not going to debate that, but that's what research shows, and that's, philosophically what I believe in. But understanding that, as I said, I believe 100% of today's children, the information age child, they are either the cyberbully, the cyberbullied, aka the target, or, which is the largest segment, the bystander. Now, the bystander are the children that know this type of abuse is going on, but they don't do anything about it because, one, it's not cool, and two, most importantly, they're afraid if they tell an adult about what's going on, what's going to happen, they're going to be cyber attacked by that bully. So they do nothing. Now, amongst the bystanders, which we would really love to be able to figure out a way to encourage kids to do, is the proactive bystander. And who is that? That is a child who is privy to cyberbullying and, going on, and they actually do something about it. They either confront the cyberbully, they are empathic and supportive of the target, and most importantly, they go to a teacher, a principal, and then oftentimes to an adult to let them know what's going on. That is the proactive bystander, and that is the child that we want to help us in terms of creating online safety.
Well, that's our daughter. She's a proactive bystander. I have witnessed her convince another child not to kill herself because of cyberbullying, and she has confronted the cyberbully. So we'll continue talking about that when we return after this short break. Please stay with us.
If you'd like to call us and share us your experience with online problems, 1-866-34-TRUTH, 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Skirt, skirt on your body, performing just like my Rari. You're too fine, need a ticket. I bet you taste expensive. Pulling up, 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 about a liter. You keeping up, you should keep it. Tequila and vodka, girl, you might be a problem. Run away, run away, run away, run away. I know that I should, but my heart wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay, wanna stay now. You can see it in my eyes that I wanna take it down right now if I could. So I hope you know what I mean when I say, let me take you dancing. Two-step to the bedroom, we don't need no dance floor. Let me see your best move, anything could happen. Ever since
like you dancing.
Like that, 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 that.
And now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back. And remember, we're live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio, on our app, The Cure, or our website, godisacure.com.
All shows are available also as a podcast or a video podcast. Just look for The Cure with Amy Cabo where podcasts are.
That was Take You Dancing by Jason Derulo. And this is my take. I can imagine God telling us, let me take you dancing. There's so much he can show us, even more than we can imagine. We just need to do our best moves. We must believe despite the pain, remove all doubt, and let faith see us through when we're against the grain. With resolve and every tear, we will conquer every challenge. It was God who said we shouldn't fear as long as we keep him near. Ever since we were created, God knew that we could do it. It's a dance floor like no other. If we listen to his asking, it's a lovely rhythm known to many who have found peace to stepping to our Father. We're talking to Dr. Nucitelli about the dark corners of the internet.
Yes. Doctor, can we go quickly through the other types of iPredator, just to describe to our listeners what they are, like cyber stalking, oh, internet troll?
You want me to give you all the typologies, or just try to quickly give you a one-sentence description?
Like your one or two sentences description, yeah.
Okay, so we've got eight types of online aggressors. As we previously discussed, cyberbullying are children, child-on-child abuse. The adult form of adult online bullying would either be cyber harassers, cyber stalkers, and internet trolls. Cyber harassment occurs among adults, albeit it can happen with children, but with adults, where I know you, Mr. Nikoloff, and I'm spending my time, my energy, and my effort online. I'm calling into the Ms. Cabo show to try to get to you. I'm sending you emails. I'm doing whatever I can to defame you, to humiliate you, and to what also is called to character assassinate you. The same internet trolls, that is the same type of online defamation and harassment, but oftentimes the internet troll does not know the person that they're talking about. And most interesting,
oh, this is,
internet
sorry
trolls,
to interrupt you. So this is like nowadays politics.
Politicians do hire, professional internet trolls to target other parties in other nations. But an internet troll can be a guy that's sitting at his desk and is an online gamer and gets mad at losing in a video game.
Right.
So the internet troll is an adult who his or her goal is to inflame and to provoke another online user.
To feel better?
A couple of years ago, I really...
to make him feel better, I guess.
A little bit more than just make... It's to provoke him, to inflame him, to become even more angry and to say more, angry terms so that it can be used. The worst form of the internet troll is what I call the predatory troll, and this is no joke. The internet troll, the predatory troll, not only looks to inflame you online, he goes after your family, your children, your loved ones, wow, your job, your school, your employer. So predatory trolls, they take it to the ninth degree when they are looking to completely character assassinate you, to ruin your reputation, and if they're successful, and I've seen it happen, get you fired and prevent you from getting another job down the road. That's how good some predatory trolls are.
Wow.
The next one...
And this can be a random person that they just find or pick. It doesn't have to be somebody. It doesn't have to be somebody they know. It could just be a random person.
Well, most internet trolls... Great question, Ms. Cabo. Most internet trolls are not identified. You don't know them. Usually, if you know the person, at least in my concept of iPredator, the cyber harasser, they know you. This could be an ex-loved one. This could be a family member. Usually cyber harassment occurs among people that you know that either you're in an adversarial relationship with or it ended with an adversarial outcome. You leave a job. That is your cyber harasser. Getting back to the three adult forms of online bullying, the third, which is the most serious, which is the cyber stalking or cyber stalkers. Here in the United States, cyber stalking is defined as the direct or indirect threat to your physical safety. So, for instance, Mr. Nikoloff, if I email you more than once, let's say twice, when you leave that studio today, sir, you better check your brake lines and your back tires to make sure there's no nine-penny nails sticking out of your tires. That would be cyber stalking. I am making a direct threat to your safety by making those comments. That would be cyber stalking. So you've got those three. You've got the cyber harassment, the cyber stalkers, and then the internet trolls. Cyber crime, very straightforward. It's the least I talk about because you know what criminals are doing. They're looking for financial gain. That is your ransomwares, your spywares, your identity theft. Now, most importantly, which is most of my research, is on the online child predator and online child pornography consumer and distributor. The online child predator uses information communication technology to sexually exploit and groom other children. Now, in a pre-information age world, the child molester, the pedophile, had to get up off his butt, get in his car, and drive around in the proverbial van or in his, car to go by school grounds. Well, now, in the information age, he doesn't have to do that. Ms. Cabo, I can create a social profile on Instagram, and I'm no longer this handsome Dr. Nucitelli. I'm now a 15-year-old freshman that's going to your school right down the road. And guess what? Would you like to maybe go to the prom with me this coming spring? Meanwhile, I'm a 55-year-old man that is looking to ultimately engage you in sextortion or getting you to discuss sexually themed conversation. That is the online child predator, and they are very dangerous. Last but not least, the cyber terrorist. Well, we have yet to see that on our, well, not on our soil, but everyone knows what terrorism is and terrorists. Cyber terrorism is taking terrorist attacks, but doing it online. By the grace of God, we have yet to be targeted by cyber terrorists. But needless to say, when that occurs, someday, long I hope after I'm gone, it is going to cause a major travesty to the country that's the target.
Well, it's not just that. Don't terrorists use the dark web to train and brainwash some of us and try to recruit?
I don't talk much about it. I have visited the dark web. I know about it. I have no reason to use it. But it's important to understand for your listeners and your viewers that most iPredator, most cyber attacks do not require the dark web. Most dark web content is the exchange of child pornography, how to download, how to learn about major cyber criminals, different forms of spyware and malware. So really, dark web is what it is. It's dark web. But most cyber stalking, if not all cyber stalking, clearly cyberbullying, internet trolling, and online child predation occurs on the internet, online, what you and I use on a daily basis.
Because kids don't know how to get to the dark web. I don't know how to get to the dark web. So they like to disguise themselves as a kid and try to pick up another kid. And I've talked to my kids about that. And it's important that you educate your kids because you don't know what your kids are doing on the phone or in the computer at all times.
And unfortunately, Cabo, before we go to break, I wish more parents were like you because unfortunately, and I'm telling you, I can't tell how many I have literally volunteered for the last decade after working on the weekends. I can't tell you how many hundreds I've helped, but I can tell you of those parents, I would say anywhere between 70 to 80%, again, I don't keep statistics, do nothing with their children because they say to me, Dr. Nucitelli, I didn't grow up in the information age. I grew up using beepers, which I'm from that generation too. And when cell phones first came out, they were the size of shoeboxes. So today's parents, if they're not sitting here saying they're ignorant to technology, they're saying, well, doctor, I don't have the time, which I understand. But if you're not a proactive parent with your information age child, don't be surprised if your child doesn't get approached, targeted, and groomed by an online sexual predator.
Yeah, when it comes to kids, you have to find a way to make the time. It's our responsibility. That's why we brought them here. God has entrusted us with them.
We'd love to hear from you. Call us with your story of internet problem. 1-866-34-TRUTH. We'll be right back.
We will be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabell and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope.
Continue with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Love that song. Hi again, and thanks for tuning in. We are live every Saturday at 1 p.m. on your radio or at The Cure on any social media. Just look for God is The Cure.
Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Search for The Cure with Amy Cabell on any podcast channel and please subscribe.
The song that just played is I Love You Baby by Illy and Emily with a double E. How cool, just like me. I hear those words, I love you, baby, and it melts my heart. I hear it from the one that makes things right, the one I know I can truly depend on.
Me?
Trust and need in this constant fight.
Maybe you're talking about something else. Got it.
God can replace that loneliness we feel at night. Trust him when he says he will provide. Show us the way. Even in darkness, we will see light. It's his love that keeps us going. Because of Jesus and his sacrifice, this movement keeps on growing. Ever wonder why some of us walk around unafraid and glowing? Even when it's not expected, once we follow him, his love for us is truly showing. Because it's God's providence that has taken place, and through his mercy, we conquer all when we demonstrate his grace. We are talking to Dr. Nishitelli about internet dangers and problems.
Doctor, we were talking about all those problems. So what is the government response to that? Are all of these criminal offenses, how can they, are they people prosecute, being prosecuted for that? Can people call like an 800 number or something?
Unfortunately, that doesn't exist yet. Thank you, Mr. Knight. We act as a country, and again, Europe, and if not all industrialized nations, we act if we live in a pre-information age world. I mean, many of your listeners know that the information age as a period of history began roughly 40 years ago, in the early 80s sometime. It really did become serious when we're dealing with AI predators until like 2009, 2010. So, unfortunately, society at large is acting as if we live in a pre-information age world. You would think there would be a system in place. You would think, and I'm very patriotic. I support law enforcement. I support the courts. Good goodness gracious, I used to be a forensic psychologist, but the courts and law enforcement are not set up to help those that are attacked online.
Okay. That was optimistic. So people like you help them.
I hate to say, unfortunately, yes, Mr. Nikoloff, but as I said, I've been doing it for over a decade. The vast majority of folks who call me, they've already have been turned away by enforcement. They've been turned away by the court system. And they've been told by loved ones they're either being melodramatic, they're being crazy, or delete it and move on. The vast majority of people who are calling me, in a nutshell, the system does not understand what it means, like what it means to be attacked online. As I said earlier when I was giving you the example of cyberbullying, when I was cyberbullying, I could see my bully. I could look him in the eyes, and goodness gracious, he punched me, kicked me, pushed me. And at the end of the day, I could leave. Children today, and even adults who are attacked, the two things that create the most amount of stress and trauma is the unpredictability, not knowing it's occurring, and unfortunately, the fact that most oftentimes they don't know who's attacking them. Now, you take the even in the wild animals, you know, they pretty much know, unless there's incredible stealth or you know, cloaking of a predator, most animals know about what it means to be targeted by predators. Well, in cyberspace, us adults and children, it's very difficult for us to know when we're going to be cyber attacked and who is cyber attacking us, and worst upon worst is how we're being a cyber attacked. In a pre-information age world, you and I, if we were to get in a fight in a bar, let's say, you'd either beat my butt, I'd beat your butt, but the only people that would know about the beating and the fight would maybe be the folks in the bar and maybe the community. Well, now, in the information age, not only does my community know that I've been attacked online and disinformation and inaccurate news, my community, my county, my state, my country, and if the eye predator is good enough, the entire world.
Well, one
and
needs,
that's no joke. That what, is real.
What needs to happen for there to be a government response so that we can remedy this situation? Does if my daughter wasn't there to try to help this girl not kill herself, I mean, the kids need to die for the cyberbullying to be addressed so that they can retrace the IP address or something?
If I may, I'm doing it right now by talking to you wonderful people, by doing online radio. You know, I don't know if you want to call it a call to action. I have an idea, goodness gracious, the federal government is more than welcome to use because everything I've created is free in public domain. I call it IP3141. Now, it's been a couple of years, but IP3141 is, in the continental United States, there are 3,141 counties. What I believe, by federal funding, state funding, private funding, is every county has a program, a practice, a clinic, where individuals in that county can go to and, one, they can discuss what has occurred, whether they've been cyber harassed, cyber stalked, identity, you know, whatever the type of, so one, they're listened to, two,
nice.
Guess what? They're believed.
Nice.
And to me, those are the two most important qualities, is to be heard, to be believed, and obviously the third, something is done about it. Because nothing's being done. As I said earlier, we act as if we live in a pre-information age world.
So what can be done, though? Can we just do, like, some kind of cyber attack risk assessment? I think you do those services, right?
Everything at the iPredator website is public domain. It's free. You're welcome to download everything. I don't even ask for an email address. All I ask is that, you know, is to share it with others. I'm not asking for attribution or, you know, a claim. I am just trying to get people to think about what they're doing online. And, of course, Mr. Nikoloff, there are right now 26 different checklists and inventories that online users can download. Cyberbullying checklist, cyber stalking, cybercrime, digital reputation, parenting, online predator, checklist and inventories. You can go there. If you want, download all 26, print them out. If you like them, great, use them. If you don't, blow your nose with them. The point is everything at my website is free and public domain.
Nice, thank you.
Those are great tools to have. And you're right, doctor. I mean, I have two teenagers. One's going to be 13 and the other one's 15. The one that's 15 doesn't tell us anything. The one that's 13, thank God, she talks to us. You're going to be 13.
But
it's close enough. But thanks for the correction.
The 11 to 14-year-old child is the most likely at the highest risk of being targeted by online child predators. This isn't to say it can't happen with others, but the 11 to 14.
Wow.
And it's, as parents, it's assuming as your child ages, when they're prepubescent, 10, 11, 12, 13, they're still going to kind of tell you stuff that's going on. But when the child begins to move, again, a little bit younger for females, for males it's a little bit older, but when they're 14, 15, 16, 17, they are going to increasingly hold back on what they share.
Doc, I'm sorry, but we're finishing with today's show. Only a few minutes left. Thank you.
This is really, really important information, and it was such a blessing to have you on the show, because we live in an internet era.
We do.
Thank you to our wonderful guest, Dr. Michael Nucitelli. I didn't forget to say Nucitelli, who helped us learn how to protect ourselves from some internet problems. His website is very helpful. iPredator.co. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
And thank you to our audio producer, the wonderful Beth Ann, the Truth Protector, for being with us, making the show sound good and making the music possible. Thanks to the Christian car guy, Robbie Dillmore, for his continuing guidance. I love his shows. Now let's pray. Prayer for internet safety. Lord, as we log in every day, we would like to pause a moment and ask for your blessing. We humbly pray that you will protect us. And we use the internet as we use the internet every day. Protect our work and personal information from hackers. Defend us from trolls. Guard us from harassers. Keep us away from explicit materials and images. Help us to maintain a charitable attitude with all the people we come in contact with within the cyber world. Grant us patience and generosity to those who try us with their varying viewpoints, opinions, advice, and perceived intelligence level. Lord, we pray that we may have a good balance in our screen time, in our use of screen time. Help us enjoy the wider, beautiful world you have created for us. Aid us in making real-life connections with people that lead to meaningful friendships. Nudge us into serving others in person. Shine through us so that people may see you still working in our midst. If we feel lonely, insecure, or not good enough, as we scroll through sites, ensure that we reach out to others who are feeling just as alone and empty, if not more. May we devote ourselves more to you and to your people than wasting too much time in fruitless distractions. Protect us from all harmful influences and guide us always with the Holy Spirit. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. This is Amy Cabo. You have been listening to The Cure. Thank you to our listeners and for being with us. Until next week, stay safe during these pandemic times. And remember, with God's help, this too shall pass.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit GodIsTheCure.com.